light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood salutations, salawat salam, 1,000 times upon me daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu al habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khush amdeed. Welcome to one and all once again to another episode in the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, with us once again, we have our very honorable and respected guest, Mulana Asim Madani Sahib, who is a very familiar face on Madani Channel. And once again, he has joined us for today's program. Mulana Sahib, welcome to our program once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today, our focal point of discussion is very important, something which we need to understand, we need to know, especially in today's time. And that is a cause and the means of reduction in sustenance, or you can say reduction in the blessings in the sustenance, that there are many things in Islam which are the causes, which are the reasons why we lose out on so many things, you know. And this is basically related to every person, because every person, you know, needs to earn, every person needs to eat, every person needs to drink, every person needs a living, every person needs to feed others who is with him. Okay, let's say even if you are alone, you have no one with you, but you need to feed yourself. You have your stomach, you have your body, you have to earn, you have to live. So sustenance is with everyone, whether you're a human being, whether you are a jinnat, whether you are animal, whatever the case is, there will always be sustenance and risk attached to you and linked to you. But there are two things which you need to understand. Number one, those things which cause our risk and our sustenance to increase, we get blessings, we get barakah, we get mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our risk, in our sustenance. Performing salah is one of those means. Reciting durood sharif is one of those means. You know, helping others, giving sadaqah, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many. Pleasing your parents, doing sila rahmi, looking after your relatives. All of these are ways of increasing your sustenance, making dua in the court of Allah, asking others to make dua for you, your parents making dua for you, your murshid, the awliya, the beloveds of Allah making dua. All of these are ways of increasing your sustenance and your risk. But the second thing is reduction in sustenance, reduction in the blessings in your risk, in your sustenance. And then that's what we are going to discuss today. There are many things around us which maybe we are not aware of, we do not know about, we overlook it, we think that, no, this is just something which, you know, we'll be doing it, it's fine, it's okay. But those things are actually causing us to lose our sustenance. Be barakati ki asbab. They are the causes of no barakah, no blessings. And then we'll come to Munasa. Munasa, please give me taviz. Munasa, please give me this. Munasa, please give me this wazifa, that wazifa, this, that, hundreds of other things. And we don't realize the fundamentals, the basics are basically wrong. We are doing everything wrong. We have understood everything wrong. We are doing everything wrong. And then we want the wazif, we want this, we want the everything. Basically, we want magic to happen. That we don't want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to do anything good. We don't want to be good. We don't want to speak good. We don't want to do good. But we want everything good must happen to us. And that's not how it works, unfortunately. It's a world of asbab. It's a world of means and causes. Allah ta'ala can give anyone without any means. You know, he can make you full without you eating a morsel. He can make you satiated and satisfied without drinking a drop of water. But he has made these means for you and I. We need to eat to fill our stomach. We need to drink to quench our thirst. And likewise, and many other things as well. So this is Alam Asbab. It's a world of causes and reasons and means and everything. And we are in this universe. We are in this world. We are in this Alam. So we, you know, have to use those means. We have to do everything, but we need to make sure we are doing everything within the boundaries of Sharia, within the limits of Sharia. And obviously where Sharia has guided us, that we will do. Where Sharia has stopped us, that we will not do. It's as simple as that. So whilst we are in this world where we need to have all these means and everything, there are many things which we not supposed to do so that our rizq and our sustenance can increase in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously for us, so that we can benefit inshallah. Inshallah, inshallah. So inshallah, that will be our focal point of discussion. And that brings me towards our guest for today, Rana Asim Madni Sahab. Before we move towards a break in which we will listen to a kalam of in the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rana Sahab, coming towards you, alhamdulillah, today's discussion, I have given a preface and a brief summary to the viewers about Baraka, or the reasons why the blessings in our sustenance, in our rizq, are decreased and why they go away. So before we move towards a break and listen to a wonderful kalam, I would like you to maybe just elaborate on one such cause which many of us are involved in, I know, but just one thing, inshallah, why is there no blessings in our rizq and our sustenance?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. There are many reasons and causes of losing the blessings from our life, from our sustenance. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned those causes in Holy Quran as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned those causes in his blessed ahadith. Remember, there are two ways of remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, alhamdulillah, day and night enjoying the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see people remembering the bounties. But there are two different ways. We see some people, sometime you will see people remembering the favors, but how will they remember? That they will remember in a way that it will show that they are displaying pride over others. I have a nice car. I have a nice house. I have a lot of wealth. I have a lot of money. I'm a rich man. I'm living a luxury life. You know, my family is very rich. My, you know, children are very educated.
Right.
So, but they will remember these bounties, but they will remember in a way that it will show that they are showing pride over others. And Sharia does not allow that. This way of remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the blessings. Allah says, remember the favors, remember my favors and bounties. But this way of remembering the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbidden. Allah azza wa jal does not allow anyone to do takabbur and to show pride. If a person shows, remembers the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, that is forbidden. So a person will be sinful actually. And that will actually cause the blessings to be taken away from his life, from his rizq, from his business, from his family, from his children, from his house. Because he's showing pride and Allah doesn't allow that and Allah doesn't like that. And there is one more way, another way actually. And that is what? Like a person says, Alhamdulillah, I'm healthy. Alhamdulillah, my hands are healthy. My feet are healthy. Alhamdulillah, my heart is healthy. Alhamdulillah, I don't have any disease. Alhamdulillah, I don't depend on anyone. Allah didn't make me dependent on anyone else except himself. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with obedient children. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with a beneficial business.
Mm-hmm.
Allah Azza wa Jal blessed my children with the knowledge of Ilm-e-Deen. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has bestowed this favor upon me. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah, Allah has bestowed that favor upon me. So this is the way of remembering the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And if a person remembers in this way, so the blessings are not taken away. Rather, the more blessings are put in his rizq, in his life, in his family, in his business, in his children, in his home. So it is very important to know that Allah says, remember my favors. So what should be the way of remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you don't remember those favors the way a person was supposed to remember, then the blessings will be taken away. Allah Azza wa Jal addressed Bani Israel in this ayat of the Holy Quran and said that, Ya Bani Israel, udhkuru. O the children of Yaqub alayhi salam, udhkuru, remember. And here, Mufassirin have mentioned that udhkuru is in the meaning of ushkuru.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Around nearly 4,000 Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam came for the guidance of Bani Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the most honored people amongst all the people during this entire period.
Right.
From the time of the Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam until the arrival of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were the superior. You know, the crown of honor has been, you know, put on their head actually. Mm-hmm. They, you know, have been given superiority. So Allah Azza wa Jal told them that since Man and Salwa has been descended for you, Anbiya Ikram have been sent for your guidance. Around 4,000 Anbiya Ikram have been sent for the guidance of Bani Israel. Three out of the four greatest books, heavenly books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three of them, Torah, Zubur and Injil, have been revealed for the guidance of Bani Israel.
Right.
You know. So likewise, you know, many other bounties Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon them. So Allah Azza wa Jal said that be grateful to these bounties. What is the method of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Azza wa Jal told them that since my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come amongst you, so believe in him, believe in his prophethood. So thing which has been demanded was what? That be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties. Mm-hmm. And the method of your gratefulness, gratitude is what? That enter in the fold of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, what will happen if you don't enter in the fold of Islam, if you don't obey my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so your ibadat are not going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Your deeds are not going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Your iman on other Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to be accepted, and that is not going to save you. So what we have understood from this ayat of the Holy Quran, that the thing which has been demanded from the people of Bani Israel, the same thing has been demanded from us. They have been commanded to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also have been commanded to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings, for the favors which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon you. But Allah told them the method of being grateful as well, and that was actually to believe in the last messenger, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since we all are the believers, and since we all are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have already believed in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have already believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what is demanded from us? That whatever favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowed upon us, we should be grateful. In which way? We should say Alhamdulillah. Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jazakallah Munasab. I have a question for you, but I will leave it for after the break. We'll listen to a wonderful kalam. And as soon as we return, inshallah, the discussion will carry on. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai ae jalwae jaanana ae jalwae jaanana aaka tu shamae risalat hai Tera parwana رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بن میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا سنگے در جانا نا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے جلوائے جانانا ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذوق تیری بلبل بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا جانا اے جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ جسے میرا افسانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن شانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
ماشاءاللہ ونڈرفل کلام بائی آور بیلوڈ رکن شورا حاجی عبد الحبیب اتاری صاحب. بیفور دا بریک وی ور ڈسکسنگ وچ ریگارڈز ٹو شکر and expressing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, linking it towards our main discussion, which is the causes of the reduction in the sustenance. What are the means, what are the reasons why our rizq is reduced, obviously from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very wonderfully Munasib elaborated about shukr, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized to Bani Israel that you must uzguru, you must remember, you must ushkuru, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties. And the greatest bounty is undoubtedly the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, we are already believing in the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. But with that, we need to thank Allah ta'ala. We need to remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how are we going to do that? When I have mentioned, alhamdulillah. This is the beautiful way. Just say, alhamdulillah. So many bounties we are enjoying day and night. So just take a moment and say, alhamdulillah, thank Allah Ta'ala, express gratitude. The more you thank, the more you will receive. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Clearly the Quran has mentioned this. You thank Allah Ta'ala, you're going to get more. You stop thanking, everything is going to stop. And that brings me towards my question, which I said before the break, that I have a question for Munasab, but we went for the break. So coming back to that, Munasab, person comes and he says that, I don't have any children. I'm not even married. I'm so sick. I don't have a job. I have nothing basically. Toota hua insaan hoon main. I am basically on the footpath. So what must I thank Allah Ta'ala for? I'm not enjoying any bounties at all. I don't even have food to eat properly. So why must I thank and what must I thank Allah Ta'ala for?
You reminded me an incident.
Yeah.
Once a person came to a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was complaining in the same manner
mm-hmm.
that I don't have this, I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through this difficulty, that difficulty, this calamity, that hurdle, that hardship, that problem, this problem. So that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't remember the name, but I remember the incident. He told him that a person be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ma'azallah, that for what I must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in order to teach him a lesson, that Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala told him that, can you please sell me your eyes for 100,000 dirhams? He said, no, I can't do that. Because if I sell my eyes, so how will I see? I won't be able to see anything. Then he said that, okay, if you can't sell your eyes, so at least sell your ears to me for 100,000 dirhams. For 100,000 dirhams. So he said that even ears I can't sell. Because I hear with my ears. And if I sell my ears to you, so I will be deprived from the blessings of hearing. Then, you know, one by one, he mentioned his other body parts. That sell this body part to me, sell this body part to me, sell this body part to me for 100,000 dirhams. So, you know, he refused for each part and he said that I can't do that. Then that Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala told him that, oh, the ungrateful person, you are carrying the property of millions with you. And you are saying that for what I must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people who can't talk. You can talk. There are many people who can't walk. They're Allah paralyzed. Allah. You can walk. There are many people who can't see. They don't have eyes. Allah azza wa jal blessed you with the favor, with the bounty of eyes. There are many people who can't smell anything. This is also the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every organ of human body is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave, let alone the organs, if you just look at the eyebrows, they are even the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They help you to protect your eyes from your eyelashes. They protect your eyes from the dirt and from any, you know, harmful thing. So these few hay around your eyes are the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hay in your nose, actually, that they are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which no one can see even. But, you know, they protect your nose. In fact, they protect your brain, from entering the dirt and dust and any harmful thing. So, if a person just look at his body parts, so each and every body part of his is a great blessing, great favor, I mean, great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if he is going through any difficulty or challenge, so he must know that maybe he's being tested. Maybe, you know, that test has come in his life in order to elevate his rank. Or maybe it came to erase his sins, actually. So, whatever difficulty a person goes through, a hardship a person goes through, that is beneficial for his akhirah. On the day of judgment, when, you know, people will see the status of those people who went through difficulties in this dunya, so they will desire that if only we have gone through same difficulties and hardships, so that we could have attained the same rank in Jannah. So if a person says that, you know, I don't have this blessing, that blessing, so this is the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever was better for you, Allah has granted you. And whatever was better for other, your friend, maybe your brother, your sister, Allah has granted that to them. So be pleased with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with the grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you have been granted, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will increase his favors and bounties for you. And if a person is disgraceful, then what will happen? You know, we have discussed already earlier that it will become a cause of blessings being taken away. So the person should always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should always say, Alhamdulillah. Praise God to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever condition Allah azza wa jal has kept you in, or whatever rizq Allah Azza wa Jal has given you, has written for you. Normally what happens that when people go through the hardships in regards to the sustenance, then they start complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is written for you will reach you, and whatever is not written for you, no one can, you know, bring that to you. You can never be able to get that which is not for you. So if little is written for you, if you know, you don't have you don't possess those bounties which other people possess, so maybe that is better for you.
Subhanallah. Wonderful words, Munah Sahib. Jazakallah. Indeed, words for our viewers and our listeners also, that you know, many of us complain day in, day out, this issue, that problem, this problem. Yes, there are difficulties, there are challenges, there are hardships, hurdles in life which we need to overcome, we need to pass every phase. No one's life is perfect. Everyone has their own masle, their own problems, their own issues. Everyone is in their own dilemma. But that doesn't mean that you know, we should now stand up and start showing ungratefulness and start complaining. Do we forget all of those bounties which Allah Ta'ala has already bestowed, is bestowing, and will bestow upon us? I mean, amongst the many bounties, you have a few problems. So you remember all the problems and you forget all the bounties. This is not something which an intellectual person will do. We will quickly now take one more short break, listen to some words of wisdom, inshallah. And when we come, we will carry on the discussion of the causes of reduction in blessings from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu lil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Proof of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said in his most famous book Ahya'ul Ulum, worldly things are of three types. Number one, that which will accompany you after death and benefit you in the hereafter. There are only two such things, knowledge and deeds, i.e. worship performed by sincerity. This category of worldly things is praiseworthy. Second, that which benefits you in this world but not in the hereafter. This includes gaining pleasure from sins and taking excessive benefits from permissible things such as gold, silver, fine clothes, food, etc. These worldly things belong to its commendable category. Third, those worldly things which aid you in performing good deeds, such as essential food and clothing. This category is also praiseworthy. In the pleasure of this world, if only we indulge ourselves in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and prepare ourselves for the hereafter. May we only take what we need from this world and spend our lives obeying the commands of Allah Almighty.
MashaAllah, once again, welcome, marhaba to our silsila. And before the break, we were discussing about shukr, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the various bounties. And a person who apparently it seems or he feels as if doesn't have anything, no bank balance, no house, no clothes even, no wife, no children, no lots of things, and he says, you know, I have nothing. Why must I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, as Munasa mentioned, one wonderful incident about the Hazrat who mentioned to the person that you're getting a body worth of millions. You have the property of millions on you. Your eyes, your body, your hands, your tongue, your nose, your kidneys, your lungs, your organs, your body parts. It's worth millions. And you are carrying that with you and you're not ready to give it. So you know it's valuable, it's precious, and you're enjoying these bounties every moment. So why don't you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these? And thank Him for this, you will get more from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can elaborate on some other causes of reduction in sustenance.
If we want blessings in our life, in our rizq, in our home, in our business, so we must be ba'adab. We must, okay, not only to the Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, we must show respect to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should show respect to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right, right.
We should show respect to the elders, all our elders, our asatza ikram, our parents. We must be, you know, grateful to our parents as well. We must be, you know, very respectful to our all the elders. So whoever is elder than us, we should show respect. So then inshallah, we will see blessing in your rizq.
Aur unke jo ghulam ho gaye, waqt ke imam ho gaye. So this is our belief, our aqeedah. And we always remind you also at the end of every episode that we always need to keep the obedience, the love of the beloved Rasul in our hearts at all times. That is our iman, that is the base of our and the foundation of our iman. So this adab is very, very important. Adab hi se insa hai. Adab jo na seekhe wo hayawan hai. So adab is, and you know, someone has said that ba adab ba naseeb, be adab be naseeb. So adab, respect is very important. Irrespective of how knowledgeable you are, how many books you have read, how many scholars you have under you, how many scholars graduated from you, how many people you have taught, how many, you know, teachers you have learned from, how many places you traveled in the world, whatever the case is, how wealthy you are, adab is important. We notice, you know, we're sitting in a gathering, a very wealthy person will come and, you know, he'll sit in a way or he'll walk in a way or he'll speak in a way which is disrespectful to the people seated there. And all of a sudden that person's personality will fall in front of your sight, and you won't have that respect for him. You won't have that rank will not be in your heart anymore because of the disrespect which he has showed, whether you know him or you don't know him. So we have noticed that no matter how famous you are, that adab, if you leave it, then automatically, you know, the next person moves away from you. So, and on the other hand, we see people who are poor, who have nothing, but so much adab and respect they will show. Everyone likes to sit with them. Everyone likes to speak to them. Everyone likes to be with them in their company. So it is very important. Adab, adab, adab is very important. Jazakallah Munasab for those wonderful words and for joining us today, for mentioning those wonderful incidents and the ahadith and the Quranic ayat. May Allah grant you barakah in your ilm, in your amal. And may Allah grant you a healthy long life so you may continue teaching us and obviously teaching the viewers and the listeners of Madani Channel. Jazakallah, Jazakallah Munasab. Jazakallah to our viewers and our listeners also that you have been with us today and you sat with us throughout the entire discussion. I hope you learned something fruitful. I learned something fruitful, and every time we learn, you know, they say you keep on learning from the cradle to the grave, and you must keep on learning. In English, they say you're never too late to turn, you're never too old to learn. So it is always something which you are going to learn. You can never have all the knowledge in the world. So keep on learning, and every time you listen, this is not only for this program, but anytime you attend a lecture, you attend a discourse of authentic, correct people, and you attend a program, you listen to something, make the intention that I'm learning something beneficial for me. That is why we need to make sure we listening to the right things and we switching ourselves to the right channels, the right broadcast sites, the right places where we know we will be learning something beneficial instead of our movies, our series, our cartoons, our dramas and everything, which only junk is entering and junk will come out later on. We should rather turn towards beneficial things and then have the intention that I will learn beneficial things so I can benefit and I can benefit others as well. So don't just keep it as a formality that every day, every Jummah I have to go to the masjid, listen to discourse, every Ijtima I have to attend, every Bayan I have to listen, this, and that's all. No, try and get the lessons from it, try and get the message from it, act upon it and pass it to others as well. With these words, we will now like to take leave from you. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, and remain positive always. Till we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.